Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes, is this Boost Fitness Premium?
Okay, sir. So I work for a third-party contact center where we do service a wide range of merchants. Can you provide me with your first and last name, please?
Richard McCarty.
Okay, Mr. McCarty, for security purposes, excuse me, will you please confirm your address?
1010 12th Street Northeast, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay, and I apologize for such a long hold. So I see here that you had the Bites Hub Nutrition app, which is an app that focuses on
Well, let me just tell you this, okay? That was a mistake, and I didn't want that app. It was some screw-up. I mean, these things are just too weird. But I just see a bill on my bank statement that says that $24.99 was deducted from my account for something, and when I signed up for this, I tried to cancel it. I canceled the order, but they wouldn't refund my $49 because for some BS reason, I don't know, they just wouldn't. So I just ate it, and even though on the ad it said that I could call and demand a refund within 14 days, I called the same day, and they still would not refund it. But now I've got this $24 deduction on my account, and I have no idea what it is because I canceled this order. I have an ID number here and an invoice number. No, that's for something else.
Okay, so you were calling to see about
this withdrawal from my account. I canceled that order. I don't want that app.
The account is canceled. However, because it's showing that you did agree to the terms and conditions. Wait a minute. Give me just a moment, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, I apologize for that. Thank you for holding for me. So I'm showing here that you've called in about the charges. You spoke with the supervisor. Excuse me. Excuse me, I apologize for that. You spoke with a supervisor as well.
Get a cup of coffee. Have yourself a cup of coffee. Yes, I did speak to a supervisor because it says right in the ad that I can call and demand a refund if I call within 14 days. Well, I called like 15 minutes after I saw that.
This says within 14 days because the meal plan's not a trial. It's a monthly subscription off of, you know.
I called to cancel it. I canceled the whole thing.
Yes, sir, but once those monthly subscriptions are created, all sales are final with those monthly subscriptions. Now, they did cancel the account out, so you wouldn't receive any more charges going forward, but it's showing that you agreed to the terms and conditions which makes those charges valid.
So how do I get out of it?
You're already canceled out of it, so you wouldn't receive any more charges.
Well, how come I'm being charged $24.99?
We're not charging you $24.99. That sounds like Evo Trainer. Whenever you're ready, I can provide you with their number.
Well, what is this Boost Fitness then? What is that?
Okay, because we are third party, a lot of times we don't know what it would actually say on your bank account, but if you're stating that there's a charge for $24.99, there's a greater chance because Evo's Trainer is bundled with the Bites Hub Nutrition app as well, so there's a greater chance that that's who's charging you the $24.99. Now, I can provide you with their number.
That would be great.
Okay, it's going to be 855.
855.
207.
207.
1119.
19. And this is who now? This is Fitness or Boost Fitness?
I'm sorry?
What is that number? Where is that going to get me?
To Evo Trainer.
Evo Trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that tied in with Boost Fitness? Is that what that is?
Possibly. I'm not certain. But just give them a call, and they'll ask you for your name and possibly to verify your address. And once you do that, they'll be able to tell you if you have an – well, once you give them your name, they'll be able to tell you if you have an account with them. But that's the only mm-hmm. company that I know that charges the $24.99 that would be mm-hmm. bundled with what you had with us.
Okay, well, I'll try it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.